Kat looked up as a shadow fell over her. Her heart stopped as she saw Acheron.
"You're here."
Using his thumb, he pointed to Artemis over his shoulder.
"Nothing like a bear worried over a cub."
He frowned at the sight of Zakhar in Sin's arms. Sin laid his brother down as he saw Ash and Artemis, but to his credit he didn't attack the goddess.
"What happened?"
Ash asked. Kat swallowed before she answered.
"Kesar killed him. I was going to heal him, but my powers are gone."
Ash met Sin's agonized gaze.
"Don't worry, Sin. You've lost enough. I'm not going to see this happen to you again."
Kneeling on the ground beside the body, Ash placed his hand over Zakhar's chest. Two heartbeats later, Zakhar gasped as his body seized. He lurched forward, coughing. The relief on Sin's face was tangible.
"Thank you, Acheron."
Ash inclined his head before he took the rest of the cavern in.
"Can you stop the Demi?"
Kat asked hopefully. Ash rubbed the side of his face as he considered everything.
"I don't control the rod. It's not Atlantean. Only Sin or Zakhar can stop them."
Sin helped his brother to his feet. Zakhar appeared to have a bit of trouble breathing, but he was alive, and that was all that mattered. And with every breath he took, he seemed to get stronger. Sin met Ash's gaze.
"We need our powers."
Ash turned to Artemis. She stared at the men, blankly.
"What?"
Ash's irritation with her was more than apparent.
"Kat is a siphon. Even weak, she can take powers. One of us is going to have to share with her, and the other will have to get the rod from Kesar and return with it here."
Artemis screwed her face up.
"I'm not touching that demon. He's disgusting."
"Then you'll have to share a few powers with Kat. And Sin."
Artemis fumed. Everyone who knew her knew the goddess didn't like to share anything.
"Fine, but who will protect her if you fail to get the rod?"
"Simmy. And trust me, I won't fail."
Kat wasn't quite so confident.
"What if Kesar takes your powers before you get the rod?"
Ash smiled wickedly.
"I'm going to hope the tablet can't take all of my powers. I should still have enough juice to do some damage."
Kat didn't like the sound of any of that.
"Hope? This isn't the time to be hoping."
Ash winked at her.
"This is a perfect time for hope. The more dire the situation, the more you need it."
Sin snorted.
"You know something's going to go wrong."
"Probably." Ash's silver eyes were twinkling as if he relished the thought. "It always does."